Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. You can also head over to mark-narrations.com, where it will show you all the podcasts, and you can subscribe to your favorite one if you prefer that format. With that being said, let's crack on with today's story. Much love, guys. Now, our story comes from a deleted user who says, "My male 31 refusal to pay off my sister's female 31 debts is causing a big family drama." This is kind of long, and I know that asking strangers on the internet may not be the best way of working out what to do, but I really need to get this off my chest. The first thing to say about my father is that he places a very high value on formal education. He had very little of it himself, but believes that is the best thing that you can do in life. I am one of a set of non-identical twins with my sister, and she is everything that he could hope for in that she has a bachelor's, a master's, and has just completed law school. Unfortunately for him and me, I am not suited to a formal education at all. I did enroll for one semester at a state U, but I knew from day one I had made a mistake and left. He was furious about that at the time and confidently predicted that I would be a bum and a loser for the rest of my life. However, I found my niche as an entrepreneur, and after struggling along for a few years at the beginning, and I'm now doing very well. In the same way that I knew college was not for me, I know that running my own business is. I've started and sold a number of them over the years, and although not everything I've tried has worked out by any means, the last one I managed to sell for a decent chunk of change, low 8 figures, and I've recently moved across the country to New York City to find a mentor to help me play in the big leagues. Prior to this incident, I thought that my father had come to terms with me not going to college, etc., and making a success of being a businessman instead. He and I have never been on the very best of terms, but I did honestly think we had managed to get to a sort of working relationship. I should add that my sister and I have always been close, and although our lives have taken us in different directions, we still speak at least once per month. I always knew she must have incurred a good amount of student loan debt over the years, but I never tried to tell her how to live her life, and she has never tried to tell me how to live mine. My sister got engaged last year to a guy she met in law school. I've met him once when they came to New York City for a visit, and he seemed alright to me. Fast forward to 2 weeks ago, I'm traveling from New York City to our hometown for a meet the family type dinner with my family and my future brother-in-law's family. Coincidentally, they come from a nearby town. Up front, I'll be very honest and say that I didn't really want to go, as it is a long trip for me. I'm very busy, and what does it matter if I meet his family or not? But I go for my sister's sake. Anyway, just before dinner, my father pulls me off to one side, tells me that my sister and brother-in-law have a combined student loan debt of nearly 500k. What the fuck? And it would be really nice if I did something for the family for once, and paid it off for them as a wedding gift. Frankly, I've been expecting him to ask me to contribute to the cost of the wedding, and I've already decided that I would just keep my mouth shut and pay up so as long as it was less than 25k. But this really shocked me. It was the really matter-of-fact way that he said it. Now, I have money and wouldn't really miss it, but that was not the point. It gets worse. As we're sitting down and eating, it transpires that he has told everyone there that I am rich and I'll be paying off the student loan debt. There are toasts and heartfelt thank yous while I'm just sitting there stunned at being railroaded in the most brazen way I have ever seen. Long story short, I said a few things I probably shouldn't have and ended up walking out of the restaurant there and then, and going back to the airport and catching a red eye back to New York. While I'm in the air, I am stewing on the whole situation, but by the time I land, I've calmed down and thinking, what have I done? However, when I switch my phone back on in the cab to my apartment, it just blows up with voice messages and texts from my parents and sister. Later that night, my sister rings me again, and this time I answer it. I explain that this isn't about the money, but the way in which it was just assumed that I would pay up. I know this sounds really petty now, but I was just so angry at the time. My sister was really surprised as she knew nothing about it before the dinner, and afterwards Dad was going around telling everyone I was going to pay it, but now had changed my mind. She ended up being really embarrassed in front of her future in-laws, who are now wondering what their son is marrying into, so is now very pissed at our dad. Now I come to the issue. Turns out my sister went back and confronted our dad about it, and there was a huge row, and now she is talking about eloping and not having a big family wedding at all, or only inviting her fiancé's family, etc, etc. My phone is being besieged with messages from my parents to talk to my sister and ask her forgiveness so that she will forgive him. The final message from my father before writing this was just him ranting about how I don't deserve the money that I have, and it is because of people like me that college graduates are struggling. Seems that we aren't in such a good place after all. I'm not sure what to do. Was I totally out of line? I don't have many friends to talk about this, and those I do have probably have as equally skewed perception on this as I do. Did I get this totally wrong? Should I have just paid the money? I hate being railroaded, and this is what it felt like, as though my only value there was a source of funds. Having said that, I'd hate to think that my sister's wedding gets ruined because of me. Hell no, I was going to say not the arsehole, but I forgot we're on the wrong subreddit again. And as harsh as it may sound, other people's debts are not your responsibility. They got these student loans, they chose to get them, so it's not your responsibility at all. If you want to contribute, that's fine, but to have that forced upon you is something completely else. And what was the father playing at in this situation? It kind of felt to me that he stepped in and he's telling everyone before so he can say, oh, I told my son to give my daughter that money to pay off the debt, like he's the one responsible for that act. But I definitely wouldn't be backing down in this situation at all. I can't believe your father would act like this. Well, I can't believe it because we've seen it time and time again, but you know what I mean. Goblin says, your father is trying to live vicariously through his children. The education he wanted was something he only experienced through your sister, and so holds you in contempt. That is his problem at this point, not yours. Keep up with your sister. She didn't expect you to pay and seems to recognize that what your father did was wrong. Her eloping is up to her and her fiancé. If you want to help, that 25k is no joke, even against 500k of debt. Go ahead, but don't feel like their choices mean your own life decisions take a back seat. You worked for your money. They worked for their education. Each came with its own set of consequences. Don't let your father's expectation hamper your success. Emily says, I think it was super generous of you to consider offering 25,000 to pay for your sister's wedding. To me, that is already going above and beyond as a brother. Your father is out of line. Also, you are lucky that your sister is also on your side. If she wasn't, this would be really messy. You don't need to pay for your sister's, let alone your brother-in-law college education. If you want to gift them anything as a wedding gift, that's your prerogative. You need to simply let your father know that the only money he gets to decide how to spend is his own. Full stop. And it was wrong of him to try and trick you into paying by announcing it in front of everyone. You are owed an apology. Cynic Librarian says, you did the right thing. There is absolutely no reason that you should pay her debts, and if that is a condition of having a relationship with your family, it sucks that you had the misfortune of being born into a company of idiots. If it makes you feel better, you sound like the most grounded of all of them. A String of Numbers says, you are absolutely right. This is a matter of principle. Your father pushed your sister to get the education and the debt. This was his vision, his principle. Now he's trying to manipulate you into relieving your sister from consequences of his and her past decisions, which prove that he was wrong all along and you were right. Don't pay your sister's debt. She has extremely valuable education. In 5 to 10 years, she'll be able to pay it in full while making six-figure salary per year. She will not suffer by any means. One of the reasons why lottery jackpot winners go bankrupt quickly is they keep giving money to their family and friends. Once you give serious amounts of money to somebody, all other family members start feeling that they are entitled too. Some nephew has serious medical condition, somebody got into an accident, somebody opening the business and is struggling, the list goes on and on. Once you start giving your money away, they never stop asking, and there will be even more family drama.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dinosaur Train says you handled this like a champ. If I were you, I would encourage my sister to just go ahead and elope. Eloping gives them a head start on paying off their tremendous debt, and it does away with the unstoppable drama train ahead. And if you don't think you'd miss the 500k, go ahead and take it out and tuck it away in a long-term investment. Should your future partner or child be struck by accident, health issue, or something otherwise unexpected, you'd be glad you've nested that egg. Best to you. And one more from Ren San, who says, you're getting a lot of validation and psychoanalysis of your dad, but little concrete advice. I have some suggestions I think may help you and everyone move forward. 1. I think you need to arrange another dinner with your sister, future brother-in-law, and his parents without the rest of your family. Apologize for the drama and enjoy a nice, relaxing evening. Don't bring up your wealth or wedding gifts at all. And if someone else brings it up, I can't believe anyone with any manners would, then change the subject. 2. Put yourself in the frame of mind as though your father will never know what you gave them as a gift, that you do not know about their debt and that they are eloping and will have no wedding costs. Then decide on a gift. It may not even be financial, that is fine. Maybe it is a large cash gift that she can put towards her loans, towards her wedding, towards a down payment. Maybe it's a horse, or a honeymoon, or a designer wedding dress. Whatever would make you happy to give her, do it, and don't think about the other pressures when deciding. Your sister is not a victim of her student loans. She signed every paper agreeing to pay back that money, and she was an adult when she did it. And if she chooses to have a large, lavish wedding, she's choosing to spend thousands on that, and that could make a large dent in her debt. The most important thing here? She knows all of these things and expects nothing from you. Good for her. Your father has been analyzed enough here. No matter how much wealth you own, you don't owe anyone anything. Being wealthy and coming from a non-wealthy family, this issue often comes up. The question you have to ask yourself is, what level of wealth is it okay to start assuming family members owe you something? My brother and his wife easily make $100,000 more than me and my husband per year, but it would be appalling for me to expect them to give me money. Yet, at some level of wealth disparity, this problem always arises. The answer is never. It is never okay to assume you're entitled to someone else's money. Period. And you should never feel like someone else is entitled to your money. That way, gifts can be given and received with joy, not out of obligation. So, give your sister a wedding gift that gives you joy to give her, and tell your father your finances are none of his business, and you will not discuss it with him further, ever. So then, OP did update the post, so we're going to get straight into that now, which is, I read it. It's been 3 months since my original post, and a few people have asked for an update. During that time, honestly, I kind of feel like I owe it after I got so many replies to my post. But I wanted to wait until we had some kind of resolution. Before I start, many thanks to everyone who commented, even those who thought I was an evil capitalist who made my money off the backs of the poor. A couple of things I want to clarify. 1. My sister and her fiancé were not expecting anything from me financially. 2. They are both very smart and hard-working people who went to law school with their eyes wide open about the debt situation. I strongly believe they will be absolutely fine. Also, a few of you had a guess at our ethnicity, and while I don't want to give too much away, we're from an Asian immigrant family. Came over a couple of generations back, and my sister's fiancé is white. Okay, So as much as I enjoyed reading a lot of the replies affirming that what I did was the right thing, a couple of people made a connection between my behavior and that of my father's, which made me mad at first, but which began to get under my skin. So much so that I talked to my sister about it, and her response was basically, "Thank God you finally realized." I actually ended up flying to her city and spending a couple of weeks with her. I had several long conversations, which were very eye-opening to me. A couple of commenters on the original post brought up how I had only met the fiancé once, how I didn't want to travel, how I stormed out the restaurant, etc., and how this suggested that I was a pretty selfish slash self-absorbed. It turns out that you were right. To her credit, my sister said she had put it down to me being very focused on the business, etc. But she also said that she had tried to get me to give her a time that we could get together repeatedly over the past 6 months, to which I didn't really respond, which I don't really remember, but she showed me emails and texts, so I believe her. I'll spare you all the details, there were some tears, but the short version is that I realized how much I'd been pushing her away without knowing it and how much it had hurt her. But we are all good now. Something else happened while I was staying with her. I had a lot of free time. I am in between businesses as well, so it was the most amount of free time that I had since I left high school. And so while she was at work, I would basically wander around and think, and I also got to spend some time with her fiancé. Reading back my original post, I am ashamed to see that I described him as alright. He's a great guy. He really loves and cares for my sister and shows it in a thousand different ways each day. Sorry if this sounds too mushy or bromantic. Bromantic. Which got me thinking about life and family and what is the point of having a lot of money if all you do is work. I'm not necessarily going to give it all up now, but I've been seriously reassessing what I want out of life. Being happy looks pretty good. So, on to my father. I was in two minds whether to go and see him or not, but in the end, after the time spent with my sister, I went. It was the right thing to do. It was shocking to see him. He looked like he had aged 25 years in just 3 months. Apparently, the whole restaurant disaster had acted like some kind of psychological breaking point and he had snapped. When we met, none of the old animosity was there. It was like he was a different person. I think this was worse than having him shouting at me, honestly. I didn't know what to do. One of my uncles told me that one day, the police had found him wandering down the street in his underpants carrying a set of pruning shears. It would be funny if it wasn't so sad. So, there you go. I'm afraid that there is no great communication to tell you about, no going, no contact, just the sad reality of an old man pushed too far by his own fears and insecurities. I am choosing to believe that something like this is what drove such extreme behavior. As I said in my original post, my father and I have never had the best relationship, but prior to all of this, we had come to a reasonable working relationship, which is part of what happened was so shocking at the time. After my time reflecting on my life when I was staying with my sister, believe me when I say that I am determined not to end up in the same place. Finally, I am pleased to say that the wedding is going ahead. Future brother-in-law's family had been smoothed over. My father having a breakdown had actually helped a lot in that. And I have made an effort to meet them as well and let them know that my sister is not the only acceptable member of our family. Edit. The money. Okay, so I neglected to tell you about what happened about the money, which is what most of you were interested in the first place. Fair enough. So, as I hope I got over in my original post, my sister and brother-in-law never asked me for money or expected any. I did bring it up with them, very cautiously, and they very firmly refused. My brother-in-law had an interesting perspective that I want to share. He said that if I had won the lottery, then he would have accepted me giving the money, as it would have been a pure chance that I had won. But as I earned the money through building a business from scratch and selling it, he didn't think it was right that I should feel obligated to give some of that away. Also, they both have big law jobs, and although the debt sounds like a lot of money, so as long as they are good at what they do and prepared to put in the hours, they will be just fine. Now, a lot has been written about Asian culture and the weight of family obligations, but other people have cultures too. With my brother-in-law, you do not accept charity from family members unless it is an emergency, and then you always pay them back. I'm respecting his viewpoint while, at the same time, being very prepared to help them out at a moment's notice in the event of something terrible happening, such as they can't work or cope, etc. balancing all the different obligations, I think that this is the right thing to do for now. As for me, I don't have a concrete idea of what happiness is for me yet. I'm still going to be in business, as that is what I am good at and enjoy. But I have a lot of food for thought about what makes for a good life. Family as well as money, etc. Maybe something charitable is a good idea and something that I am feeling more motivated to get involved with now. I hope to be able to do some good. And I got to say, I really enjoy a post like that when someone comes back in the update and they have a real self-reflection moment about what they've been like in the past. When he mentioned about his sister wanting that meetup and they've been emailing and texting for absolute months, and then OP realized, shit, she actually has, and I've been sort of almost neglecting my sister in some ways. And then they went on to talk about their life and what they want from their life, that they've seen that their sister is happy. Although she's got some debts, she is very happy with her partner, and that's what happiness is. And it made him think, wow, maybe what I'm doing now is not what I want for my life, and maybe I want a bit of what my sister's got going on. Obviously not her partner, but his very own. I always find those sort of posts incredible when I read them. Sometimes gets the tears going as well. You know how it is. You cry with me as well, don't deny it. But anyway, what do you guys make of this story? As always, I would love to know your thoughts down in the comments below if you have a moment of your time to share them. As I said at the very start of the video, we have a podcast as well if you'd prefer to get involved in that format. It's on Acast, but it's hosted on many different podcasts, so Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer. There's a whole bunch of them. You can go to mark-narrations.com and it will come up straight away with all the different podcasts we're on, and you can click to subscribe to your favorite one there. No pressure to do so. If you like being on YouTube, get involved on YouTube as well. It's a pleasure having you wherever you are. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, liking the video, subscribing. Everything you do is absolutely amazing. Never forget that. And hopefully I will see you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You in the next one. Take care, guys, and much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.